ton of news coming up, other guests as well, but I'm backing them up a little bit. Ray McGovern will be with us until about 12 or 13 after, because I want to be able to take a few calls from you, the listeners, Eric, Peggy, and others that are holding. But he was talking about General Toogoombo, the American general who ran the investigation and found they raped women, tortured people with acid, and sexually. I mean, this is Jeffrey Dahmer. That's what he did. I can't list it all. I've read the report. MSNBC's got a copy. He's in the back of a limousine. You'd gotten to that point, sir.
The report has been leaked, okay? I'm sorry, Toogoombo did an honest job, and it was a very damning report. So his chief, the head of CENTCOM, turns to Toogoombo and says, I just want to let you know, General Toogoombo, that you and your report are being investigated. And Toogoombo looks at him. And then what he says to Cy Hirsch, who's interviewing him, he said, you know, Cy, I'd been in the Army 32 years by then, and it was the first time that I thought I was in the mafia.
Absolutely, he is. God.
Now, if you looked at those lawyers last week, John Yoo and David Addington,
the body language was mafia.
Those are the mafia lawyers. The important point, and this is really important, and this is always missed by people, is that we have a smoking gun. There was one memorandum signed by the President of the United States on February 7, 2002. It's on the web. You can download it in PDF form. You can see the President's signature, which is 2 inches big, with a felt pen. And this was the authorization to torture. What did it say? It said that we're going to exempt the Taliban and Al-Qaeda from Geneva protections, and we will treat them, quote, humanely, comma, as appropriate, comma, and as consistent with military necessity, period, end quote. That's not what Geneva says. That was the loophole through which Don Rumsfeld and George Tenet, the head of the CIA, drove the Mack truck of torture. February 2002. What's happening with these memos on torture? Well, those are the smart little mafia lawyers making it all legal, okay? So you don't proceed against the lawyers. You proceed against the decider. And the decider decided, and you have it in black and white, over his signature. I don't know what's keeping John Conyers and other people from saying, look, you authorized this, Mr. President. It's torture. It not only violates international law, it violates the U.S. War Crimes Act of 1996, passed by a Republican-dominated legislature in this country. Go directly to jail. Do not pay $200.
Well, Ray McGovern, I've looked at who they've got. You've looked who they've got. I even have the section chief on who wrote the book, what Jawbreaker, about it, admitting that they were told, don't grab real people. That's politically dangerous. They'll try to kill us. Just go grab some sheep herders. They pay actual Al-Qaeda, actual Taliban, upwards of $25,000 for 12-year-old kids, and then they just take them in and beat them to death, rape them. They'd hire jail guards that had bad records. I mean, this is a sick joke. It'd be bad enough torturing real Al-Qaeda, but they knowingly are torturing little kids.
Yeah, that's the worst of it. The young boys who have grown up in Guantanamo, can you believe it? What we need to do is get these things front and center, and I applaud Dennis Kucinich for standing up there for more than 4 hours a couple of weeks ago and reading 35 articles of impeachment against this president. Now, as you probably remember, Nixon went down with just three. Three were voted out of the Judiciary Committee in 1974, and he quit the next week. You don't need 35, but all 35, any one of those things would be enough to impeach this president. And yet John Conyers, maybe, Alex, just maybe, this wiretapping, this unauthorized eavesdropping, just maybe they're doing a J. Edgar Hoover on these people. And maybe they've got stuff on Conyers, maybe they've got stuff on Pelosi and the others.
Well, we know the British are doing that. It's come out that MI6 and 5 are spying on the whole parliament illegally.
Mm-hmm. There must be some explanation as to why John Conyers has all of a sudden lost his backbone.
All right, we're going to keep talking during this break and then come back and take a few final phone calls with Ray McGovern. Stay with us.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
For centuries, felt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and Healy bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, can we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Congress is saying you can devalue the dollar, you can attack innocent countries, you can torture people, you can get rid of the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the First Amendment. Well, where do they stop then? You see, when you just say to an executive that you have a blank check, where and when do they stop? I mean, I guess in the final equation, Ray McGovern, and we'll take two final calls here, that's what it boils down to. And then I guess if we even make it to another election, the Democrats are acting like they intend to continue, I guess, Apex directive.
Well, it looks that way. And, you know, if we didn't have such good material here, I mentioned not only the 7 February memorandum from the president, but the 25 January 2002 memorandum signed by Alberto Gonzalez, but drafted by David Addington, which is really a masterpiece. Talks about the War Crimes Act of 1996 and how the president might be able to escape prosecution under that. Should some, and I'm quoting here, it's hard to predict the motives of prosecutors and independent counsels who might in the future decide to pursue charges based on the War Crimes Act. But if you determine that that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are exempt, this would, quote, create a reasonable basis in law that the War Crimes Act does not apply, and that would provide a defense against future prosecution.
But it violates U.S. law. It violates common law. It violates...
Yeah. Does that sound like a mafia lawyer to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. Two final calls. Eric in California, and then Peggy. Eric, you're on the air with Ray McGovern.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? This is Eric in San Diego.
Hi, Eric.
To you again. And also, warm welcome to you, Ray. I sure do appreciate your work and your great work for the cause of liberty.
Sure.
Up until last week, late last week, I was a firm believer in writing in Ron Paul, and I went and saw Chuck Baldwin speak.
Sir, we're taking calls for Ray McGovern on the issue of torture, war. Do you have any comments on it?
Well, my comment is more along the lines of FEMA using pastors in use of Romans 13.
Okay, let's bring that up to Ray McGovern. Ray, I'm sure you've heard that it's now come out. I reported a year and a half before it came out. I got the classified documents. They have covertly recruited 26,000 preachers, FEMA has, and have them giving sermons, but they don't tell their flock to turn your guns in, go to camps, Jesus wants you to. I mean, is that not creepy?
Gosh. Actually, Alex, I can't comment on that because I've not been up on that.
Yeah, but I know being in the CIA, you read about other communist countries and third world nations where they have similar things. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Okay, anything else, Eric? Because I held him over to take a few calls. Yeah.
Well, you know, when I brought it up to Chuck during the question and answer session, he said that he was confronted with that program, and he went back to his flock, because he has a church in Pensacola, Florida. He went back to his flock and told his flock to buy weapons.
I remember him talking about that. I need to get Chuck Baldwin on. He's a great guy. Constitution Party.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going from writing in Ron Paul to, being a firm supporter of Mr. Baldwin.
Okay, good. Thank you, sir. Peggy in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to let Ray McGovern go. Go ahead.
Mr. McGovern.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi. I think you are absolutely right about the lawyerly mind in the United States today. I've seen it myself in Ohio. And don't forget that these people form a network in the highest places in the government and also with people of like mind in other countries. Mm-hmm. But the one fear that every human should have is fear of a retribution or revenge. It seems to me that I remember Russia stating that if Iran was attacked by Israel or the United States, Russia would send nuclear missiles back. Isn't either of these two countries afraid of that?
Well, I'm not familiar with the Russian statement that you quote here.
I am. It was one of their foreign ministers about 2 months ago just said, look, we have nuclear weapons and we'll use them. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. The Russians... I can't quite figure out. I was on Russian TV last week, and I asked the people, you know, aren't you concerned about what might happen just to south of your border here that might end up using mini nukes? And they smile and say, well, you know, you guys are digging your own grave here, and besides, we've got all the oil, and you're going to make a pile of money on all this. So they're acting like a bunch of capitalists, and I don't think even they realize how serious the situation is.
Yeah, I think there's a mass delusion over the public. I talked to business people. I happened to be at a party, and there was an oil company owner, pretty good size, one of the smaller companies, but still big. And he's like, yeah, I know the dollar's going in the toilet. I mean, it just seems like we've had it good so long, people can't understand that we have... It's almost a bulletproof, like a 14-year-old thinks they're bulletproof.
Yeah. That's, I think, a good representation of the mindset. And it's going to be all the worse when the fall comes.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen so many people think they can play in traffic thinking they're bulletproof, folks. When that semi hits you, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Peggy, thank you so much. Great question there at the end. Ray McGovern, I know you're battling and successfully, good prognosis, lymphoma, cancer, on chemo. Gave us over an hour, and I'd like to have you back on the next month as new things develop. You write a lot of columns for, Counterpunch, and, I see your stuff. Just Google Ray McGovern, folks, and his writings are just all over the place, anti-war. We link to the stuff on Infowars.com. And anything, any websites you think people should check out, sir?
Well, I normally write first for ConsortiumNews.com.
Consortium
News. If you want to get it right off the bat, you'll get it there. other websites normally pick it up.
ConsortiumNews.com. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, sir, and we really appreciate you defending the Republic and all of us. And we know there's a lot of other people with integrity. Oh, that's a final question. So many people I talk to in government won't go public, but so many now have. Isn't that the silver lining that we are seeing Fallon step down? We are seeing so many bigwigs say this is crazy?
I am encouraged on that score. We need more of that, and we need to provide protection for these whistleblowers. But ideally, when this order is given to strike Iran, somebody's going to go to AP and tell us a week before so that we can really rally and try to do what we can to prevent it.
All right. Thank you, Ray McGovern.
Yep. It's been my pleasure, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Take care, Ray McGovern.
Bye.
Oh, what a great guy. He is mooey sick, obviously taking chemotherapy and the rest of it, still spending over an hour with us. Folks, people think they're bulletproof. People think they're bulletproof. The general public thinks it. And that type of positive outlook helps in some ways in life, but in others, it doesn't help. In other areas of life, it doesn't help. And, you know, earlier I read to you out of Bloomberg, I have AP, all the foreign headlines saying the dollar's plunging, the world asked the U.S. to stabilize the dollar, OPEC does not like the prices this high. Because they're not higher. It is the dollar. It's denominated in dollars. They're saying, you want us to stay on dollars to where people have got to use dollars to buy our oil, which keeps the dollar the world reserve currency, but now the world reserve currency is devaluing, so it takes more of them, and that's hurting everybody. They're saying, why don't we put it in other currencies, like the euro, that's worth 60-something percent more? And that's not that complex of a thought. And you tell adults, you tell businessmen, you tell people that, and they just say, my dollar's fine. I mean, the peso is approaching parity with the dollar. Now, you're going, well, I've seen some price increases, but I haven't seen that many. That's right. It hasn't hit here yet, except in commodities like oil. When it hits, folks, it's going to cascade very fast. Don't you understand what we're facing here? I know the listeners do, the general listeners, but, I mean, there are new listeners every day. They're busy laughing at us, threatening us, sending us emails, snickering on the street. This isn't funny. And if I had a dollar for every time I've had a yuppie smart mouth me or make a YouTube video saying the dollar's fine, you're full of crap, you conspiracy theorist, I am not full of anything. I am telling the truth. Did we get Luke Radowski in the wings? Go ahead and get him on. And this is another issue. I'm going to go ahead and I think about all the different facets to this, and I try to judge and gauge the human condition, the human makeup. I mean, I have enough trouble, you know, trying to gauge my own life. I just know this. I'm a good guy. I mean, I got my faults, but I'm doing this because I genuinely know we're under attack and we're under a great tyranny, and things are getting worse very fast. And I look at our movement, and I see great people at rallies and on the streets and in the message boards, but when it gets to our leadership, I really don't see a lot that encourages me. I mean, there's people like George Butler, little known. He's a good guy. Mark Hornke's a good guy. Jack McClam's a good guy. Pastor Butch Paul's a good guy. Ron Paul's a good guy. Maybe there's another dozen or so people that are prominent. Stan Monteith's good. People I know that are really good. And it just freaks me out because I'm like charging the enemy as hard as I can, trying to rally and warn on every rooftop. I'll be exhausted, not wanting to do radio interviews. I'll just go ahead and do them. Because I know I don't want to turn down warning people. I mean, I do this out of wanting to warn people. I'm not driven by the engine of my ego. I wish I was. 10, 15 years ago, I was to a greater extent. I'm losing my ego. And I realize that I'm here rushing the enemy in placements, and I've got a bunch of people behind me bitching and griping about me, going, oh, look, he's a big leader. He's big and fancy. We're jealous, making stuff up and making everything about me. which only makes me, quote, bigger. But it hurts the movement, and it's just so frustrating.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All week in the run-up to the release of Truth Rising on Friday, July 4th, a declaration of independence against the terrorists that carried out the attacks, I'm going to be having We Are Change, 9/11 Truth, everybody in this movement. I want to get 9/11 Blogger on. I want to get the Loose Change guys on. I want to get a whole bunch of people. Trying to think of all the folks we should have on. But Luke Radowski, first and foremost, with us, and then Stuart Howe. We Are Change LA coming up the next segment. I'm going to get into a bunch of other news I haven't covered and recap some other issues. Luke, you've seen Truth Rising. I'm asking everybody to make copies of this like they've never made copies before. We're going to have a DivX version up on PrisonPlanet.tv for easy, high-quality burn. Just a regular computer disc. Most new DVD players have DivX, so you can just give it to everybody that way. It's time to really turn the heat up, so I'm trying to enlist all the activists to go to the next level, because this film will show people the excitement, show them how to demonstrate, how to take over media events. It makes it exciting. It also exposes the first responders not getting treatment. Tell us what you think of Truth Rising.
Truth Rising is an amazing documentary that pretty much shows it all. I would ask everybody to get that DVD, burn it on DVD, give it out to everybody, show it to everyone you can, because this is a mind-blowing documentary that will really make people understand what's really going on.
Now, it was late one night while we were covering Bilderberg that you guys had a chance to see it. I mean, break down your view of the film.
The film starts off with the street actions, with the confrontation. It goes into great detail with all the first responders who are sick and dying, and all the troubles and all the headaches that they have to go through getting the proper help that they deserve. It goes into many celebrities who are speaking out for 9/11 truth. It's very well put together. It's an amazing documentary, and it's going to blow people's minds away. Pass it on. Make everybody watch it.
Now, I don't know if you heard the show earlier. You probably didn't, but we have to make an issue out of this. We need to file a complaint with YouTube. They act most of the time, and they just suspend this person calling for murder's account. But there is an individual on there called Ariel Silverstein who is calling for he says he'll pay $100,000 per 9/11 truther that is murdered with a bullet to the head. He posted in the We Are Change, so this is your issue, the We Are Change, so you are aware of this?
That user has sent us many death threats before. He's been sending us death threats for the last couple months.
Well, he says he's in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he's been putting it on the comments, and he's also making fun of my best friend who passed away, saying a lot of hurtful, negative things, but he's also calling for, the death and the murder of basically what...
And he lives there in New York? I mean, have you called the police about this?
I have not called the police department yet on this gentleman. It is only on YouTube that this man has been leaving his comments, but I'll probably be...
Yeah, but I mean, I found a whole bunch where he says, kill our children, too. I mean, this is getting serious. He says, I will pay $100,000 for each truther that's killed, so get hunting. It says, the only useful thing about this video is its convenient resource to identify all the moronic truther schizoids who need bullets planted firmly in their heads. I will pay $100,000 per truther, so get hunting. And then he talks about Dan has been silenced. Maggots have eaten you, Dan. Ha, ha, ha. No, Dan hasn't been silenced, and you're the maggot. Because this is all being exposed, and Dan will live on, and his voice will live on, and his father who died when the government blew up those towers, the firefighter, it's sick, isn't it?
His memory will live on forever. He's the driving force behind We Are Change, and we'll never forget him. His message is always going to speak through our hearts, through our message.
And you've always said that. You're not saying that now. I mean, he may be dead, and his dad may be dead in the towers, but his voice isn't being stopped. This little bastard needs to know that.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be stopped, because we will continue to fight for what's right. And we will remember him, we will love him, and it's sad. And you could see how low and down and dirty these people will get by disrespecting him, Dan, who's passed away. He was one of my best friends. And now even people outside here at Ground Zero, whenever we do our street actions, they come and they have, big signs with, negative statements about Dan Wallace, and they hold it up next to us, and they try to antagonize us. They try to start fights with us. And, they use the fact that my best friend died and a very close member of We Are Change died as a way to attack us and to try to bring us down.
Well, here's how you defeat them, folks. You don't just say it. You commit and you do it. Buy a DVD burner. They got dual ones. They're inexpensive. Or we're going to have a DivX version, very easy to burn on regular disc. All of you commit to make 100 copies over the next weekend. Instead of just eating hot dogs and getting drunk or doing whatever or buying Walmart slave products, make copies of Truth Rising this weekend. Let's have it explode immediately, because the globalists are scared. Their little minions are scared, and they want to stop us. We need to intensify this. The truth is rising. 9/11 truth is exploding everywhere. No one can deny that fact. Luke Radowski, stay there. Truth Rising comes out Friday, T-minus 4 days.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying. Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Think about how far we have come. We're going to go back to Luke Radowski.
Don't call my name out your window.
Stuart Howe, We Are Change LA, as well, is about to join us. Countdown to Truth Rising this week. Midnight Thursday going into Friday morning. It's going to explode on the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got dedicated IT folks and people that are going to be there making sure it smoothly happens. We appreciate them working or overseeing things on that holiday. Very important holiday, one of the few I actually celebrate. I will not be here Friday. Burmis may want to sit in. It may be a live show. I'm not sure. I'm tempted to record something. I've just got to see family, and I've committed to take off more so I don't fall apart. We're going to go back to Luke Radowski and Stuart Howard in just a moment, but I was talking to Luke for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and Infowars.com internet stream listeners behind the scenes. And he was... I'm talking about how they've got polls out where there are more 9/11 truthers than there are Republicans or Democrats. And that's true. We are the majority, ladies and gentlemen, and we're growing. And the establishment's scared. And you little murdering bastards out there are going to be brought to justice. And those of you that have defended this, it's all going to, you know, you say we make this up. There's hundreds of declassified examples of where the crooks in government have staged events. Everybody's learning about that. Everybody's learning you're liars. Everybody's learning who you are. And I think when we take the country back, you're going to be brought to justice, some of you too. So just be, you know, brought up to speed on that. You're going to be known. You're going to have to leave the country and run to Costa Rica or Argentina because you're guilty of treason. And we're coming for you. I mean, we know you're murdering killers. We know your supporters and black ops are killers. And we know you think you can ship your drugs in and run everything and you claim you're patriotic. We just had it with you. And we're not backing off and we're not going away. And I'm sure you're going to crush a few of us, but that blood makes the Liberty Tree grow. And it's just the more you attack, the stronger we get. So just go ahead, nuke Chicago, do whatever it is you're going to do, you bastards. The people are learning you're the terrorist, and you're forcing confrontations that are going to give you your Waterloo, they're going to give you your Barbarossa, that are going to give you your Lexington, your Concord, that are going to give you what's going to bring your system down, what's going to give you your Trenton. And so just be aware of that. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. Before I do that, I wanted to tell you about some of the people that make this broadcast possible. And one of those is eFoods Direct, the best storable foods company out there. They're shipping the food to you within a week to 2 weeks. Other people, it's 6-8 weeks. They can guarantee the quality, the fact that their food is non-GMO. They're just fabulous people. And that's where I recommend you get your storable foods. It's also very affordable. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. Huge banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I just hope that you will get a 2 month, a year, whatever you think you need in these dangerous times for whatever happens. It's the proper insurance policy to have. And the yuppies and the know-it-alls, they'll never be prepared. They'll be denying the dollar's been devalued when it hits parity with the peso, which is about to do. So you can also give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Get a free catalog, get a free DVD or audio presentation about their company, 800-409-5633. Give them a call. Also, Aloe's is just one of many fine products that are carried by the folks that we have a big link to up on InfoWars.com. NewVitality.com is the website. Aloe vera with a bunch of other herbs that have been known for centuries to flush out your guts and really detoxify you. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Give them a call. Try it out. They got Super Beta Prostate as well. Get a free catalog from them. Hundreds of products. 1-800-569-4056. And then in closing, Interfood, the best green food out there, bar none. If you go to InfoWars.com and link through to the Interfood website, it's a mirror on their own side of their whole site, but all the products, you get 10% off just because you're an InfoWars.com/Alex Jones listener. George Humphrey's friends with the guy that owns the company. It started right here in Austin. It's also out in Colorado. Best green food out there. I mean, I take it. Rob takes it. Aaron takes it here in the office. I truly believe in it. Best green food out there. 20 superfoods. Get 10% off. Tell them Alex Jones sent you as well. 1-866-762-9238. They have a whole other line of fine products as well. 1-866-762-9238 or interfood.com. Give them a call. 866-762-9238 or check out the food, interfood.com to find out more on the website right there. Okay, going back to Luke Radowski and then to Stuart Howe of We Are Change LA. This isn't an exercise. This isn't a drill. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. This is for all the marbles. Tyranny's coming down. They're using terror to bully us. They're saying we may have an attack, and then you'll love us again. Then you'll learn to let us take your rights. Then you'll learn to not question us. Boy, an attack would sure help us. These bastards think you're so stupid, they talk right at you. And they're also threatening more than half the population that knows they did it, saying, you watch it. We'll do it again. We'll torture you. They're a bunch of bully scum. And, Luke, I'm telling you, you need to file a complaint with YouTube because he posted on your page saying you need to be killed. He's on his own page saying that our children need to be killed. And, man, I just can't handle it anymore. This America-hating trash just makes me sick. Luke, I mean, he's talking about Dan Wallace. He says, laugh out loud, Dan Wallace. I told him I would never stop talking about 5 years ago. He's in the Trees Rising film. He's on We Are Change website watching the they made a mirror of our trailer. And he's saying, well, Dan, you're not talking now, are you? So you were wrong. Laugh out loud, ha, 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 ha. He actually pawned himself here by saying he wouldn't stop doing something when he clearly has. Still, I guess having already been eaten by maggots, going back on a statement he made, and once again showing how troopers are always wrong and never stick to one thing is the least of the worries. Laugh out loud, he, he, he. Then he goes into saying how he wants to pay $100,000 to have bullets put in our heads. This doesn't scare us or anything. It makes us want to fight you harder. It makes us commit harder. It makes the listeners tell more people about InfoWars.com or We Are Change. Luke, comments on that before I go to Stuart.
It just shows you how low these people will go to attack you. And it doesn't just go into YouTube. There's actual people who go out to our feed action and antagonize us, you know, using our best friend, Dan Wallace, who passed away, as a way to attack us. It's like psychological warfare to hurt us and to bring us down. But I just wanted to say the more they attack us, the more that they try to hurt us, the more that they threaten us, the more we are resilient, the more we will stand up, the more we will believe in truth and love, because this is what makes it real. When we go through all this, this makes it so
real. Yeah, when you have the cops
understand.
Come up and say, your camera's a gun, we're going to say you have bombs, we know you don't, we're going to frame you. You really know the government's the terrorist then. I mean, you really learn it, folks. I mean, you can
real.
Talk the talk, folks, but you got to walk the walk.
This makes it true. This makes it real. And people have to understand it's not a game. It's life or death. But we're willing to stand up. We're willing to put ourselves on a line.
Well, you know, Luke, the Bible talks about being persecuted is actually a blessing. I never understood that when I was a child. It's really true. You feel sorry for them, but it also empowers you to help other people that aren't informed and to stand up. It is a blessing when you're being persecuted.
It makes it all, you know, what we have to go through, it makes it so real. You just understand that you have to fight even more, and that's what we're going to do. And people don't understand. The more they attack us, it backfires on them, because now we're going to release more videos, because now we're going to go confront more people. Now we're going to work harder on 9/11/08 this year. We're going to do everything in our power to do what's right, because we have basically a lot of everything against us, but nothing is going to stop us, because we really have truth and love on our side, and there's nothing else we really need but that, and that's what we're going to use as a way to change this country, to change this world.
Absolutely. Let's bring Stuart Howe up. Stuart, sorry we got you up late on the show. We Are Change Los Angeles, big part of making Truth Rising such a success. Again, the film is meant to spread activism, activist journalism, whether it's on the North American Union or Trans-Texas Corridors or gun control or borders or whatever you're into. This is a film that is made to be viral, made to energize young people. And, Stuart, as soon as the DVDs are actually being tracked to be delivered tomorrow, but they don't ship out until the Saturday after July 4th. Everybody needs to get their order in now, but I'll get you a copy, everybody. In fact, anybody who's with We Are Change, anybody who's contributed, we'll forget. We're a small operation. Let us know. Email Aaron at InfoWars. We'll make sure you get a copy out. But I just want to thank you, Stuart, for all you've done.
My pleasure, Alex. It's an honor and a joy, you know, to be out there with you guys, you know, to stand shoulder to shoulder with you and Luke. I got to tell you, you said something earlier that struck a chord. This is not a joke, and that was brought home very, very strongly at Bilderberg.
Talk about that some, Stuart.
Well, you know, just to see the presence of these scoundrels and how they went about their deceptive acts. And, you know, Jim Tucker makes a good point that good works are done in the light of day, and evil is done under a cloak of darkness. And to see the lengths that these people went to maintain secrecy was astounding, and to be, you know, confronted by armed men with shoot-to-kill orders, as we were out there at night especially, it was really empowering to stand with everybody out there, all the good souls that were out there, and it was amazing. And that, you know, I bring that power back and let that, you know, empower our whole group out here in moving forward, because we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and it's an amazing thing to be part of.
Well, it certainly is, my friend. You haven't had a chance to see Truth Rising, but a lot of the work you guys did is in there. Also, your interview with Martin Sheen that Stuart conducted is in there. I mean, a lot of this stuff you've seen on YouTube here and there, you may have forgotten about more of, you know, than you remember. You'll now see it in its original video quality. A lot of things that haven't been seen are in the film. It also chronicles the first responders, the government documents, how they knew the dust was killing them, and then how they blocked funding. And I saw an article last week with the federal government and the city government saying, oh, you're just hypochondriacs, you're fine, when Mount Sinai and when the universities have done the chest scans, they're dying in mass. All the dogs died years ago. And they just say, hey, shut up. Shut up. You're not sick as your teeth fall out and you go in a coffin. As I mean, there's fire chiefs that are dying who've had heart attacks who are, you know, 50 years old. There's police dying. And they just say, shut up and die. Shut up! I mean, that's what they think of you police and military and emergency workers. Can you speak to that, Luke?
I mean, that's what they're doing, and it's sick and disgusting seeing New York's bravest, the fire department, the police department, even construction, sanitation workers, being spit on and disrespected by the government. I mean, it is just incredibly disgusting knowing that heroes, literally heroes who went to rescue people, were lied to and now are being denied the help that they deserve. And we're here in New York City, we're raising money for these people because these people need all the help they could get. They were lied to by the government, they're being denied help by the government right now, and it's our job as the people to help each other out, and that's what we're doing at WeAreChange.org. We just released a first responder video a couple of days ago. People could see it on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WeAreChange. See the interview we did with a union organizer who basically lost all his teeth because of medication, because of everything he went through, because of Ground Zero.
Well, there's 56,000 of them. Thousands have now died. Thousands certified by hospitals, by universities, by CAT scans. And the government just says, shut up and die, basically. Shut up. Just shut up and let us use your name to launch war. That's what makes me so sick. Dan Wallace lost his dad, a firefighter, one of the towers. And these feds show up and make fun of him and his dead dad. And, you know, the thing is, they're egomaniacs. They think it hurts us to be dissed. No, it only emboldens us. And I don't even hate these people anymore. I actually see them for the pathetic, sad, heartless, little crone-like demons. Now it's upsetting for humanity. And it's upsetting for our own people when they get confused by it. But. I mean, overall, it's just we're two different creatures. I mean, there is a mindset. There's a level. And I just am so sad that most of the public is locked off in this materialistic, low-level, petty demon level. I mean, do you see what I'm saying, Stuart?
I do. And I think, conversely, that's how we're going to win, Alex, is because they're overplaying their hand so dramatically. And they're showing themselves to be completely about deception, and it's these overt acts of lying and of disrespecting the people that are there to look out for us, the police and the military, that's going to, you know, help create their downfall.
Well, here's an example. The Screw Loose Change people, all deception, all lies, all twisting. And I told Burmese a month ago when I first saw this, he goes, look, one of the main guys on the Screw Loose Change site, he is saying that he's in the Army. He's showing his documents. He's been chipped. And I said, Burmese, that's going to be a hoax. That's going to be a fake. And then a few days later, he said, no, it's not. I promise. You know, these guys mean well. They're not agents. He doesn't think 9/11 is an inside job. And I said, Burmese, it's going to be fake. But I said, okay, watch. I'll go on air, and we'll report on it. And then later they're going to say they hoaxed us, showing what idiots we are. And he said, no, it's not. But finally, Burmese now finally respects me. I've been right about 10 things. He's been wrong about every one of them. And then later they call in and laugh at me and say, you got hoaxed. And I just went on air and said, my cousin got a chip. The military's getting chips. It's in these news articles. And these guys at Screw Loose Change, he says he got one. He showed documents. Now they come out and say, we're liars. The military's not getting chips. They hoaxed us. That only shows they're premeditated deceivers, forgers, and liars. It doesn't discredit us. Luke, Stuart?
It proves us right, and these little disrespectful pieces of trash, you know, that's what they are. And I pity them. I feel sorry for all of them because, you know, they're empty inside. They're nothing. They're worthless. You know, and if you want to feel like you're doing something right, you know, you're going to have to make a point. You're going to have to make a stand behind truth or lies. And it's going to come a point in time where there's so many 9/11 truthers out there that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to have to make a standpoint where they stand. Do you stand with the truth?
Exactly.
Do you stand with the lies? Where do you stand?
It's real simple. A criminal element staged the attacks. If we don't expose them, they're going to stage more. I don't like having to risk my life and stand up here and do this. Luke doesn't like it, but we're committed, and it's a good feeling once you're committed on the side of righteousness. Stuart Howe, any websites you want to plug?
Yeah, we've got a new website. It's WACLA.org. WACLA.org. We have a donate button. We're running on a shoestring. We're, you know, doing everything we can to stay in the fight. So if anybody could help us, that'd be great. We've got a big action coming up on the 4th of July in Santa Monica, the top of the Santa Monica Pier and 3rd Street Promenade. And we're doing everything we can to back you up, Alex and Luke.
Well, you guys are great. I'm asking every We Are Change, every 9/11 Truth Group, everybody. I purposely didn't make this film about me. I tried to not even be in it, but I got arrested, so that's in there. I mean, I really would like nothing more than to energize new leaders and kind of go back into the shadows, because I want to see others be leaders. It doesn't need to be about Alex Jones. And that's what this film is all about. And I just want to bring out the fact they staged the attacks. And I'm asking everybody to get this film out to everyone. I am giving it to the world. Luke Radowski, Stuart Howe, both from We Are Change. God bless you, man.
I bless you, brother.
Take care. We'll come out with the final segment with some final news. Stay with us.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, the CENTCOM junkies, firing troops, Israelis, they're all over our message boards just saying, we're going to kill you. And you can go back to their website, see them in uniform. They're showing their teeth because they know they're going down. It's going to come out, their bosses carried out the attacks. It's going to come out, they've been working for the wrong team. And some of you out there, we know we're involved, you're going to, after you get a jury of your peers, you know what's going to happen to you, right? We don't look forward to it. Just justice has to be done. You're going to have to die. So we know we're going to win. We know we're committed. And we know that when justice is finally done, a lot of us won't even be here anymore. But you're going to hang high. You're going to hang high for what you did committing those murders. And you're not going to get away with what you've done. And those of you that have aided it knowingly, after the fact, you're going to go to prison. And those of you that we can prove knew it was an inside job and covered it up, you are going to be accomplices to mass murder after the fact, and you're going to be executed as well. But I said due process, full judicial review, the whole nine yards. You will get your constitutional rights that you've tried to keep from us, you've tried to take it from us. You are murderers, and you will be brought to justice. Is there no end to you bastards? We've interviewed special forces colonels. It's been in some U.S. newspapers that they flew out 6,000 Taliban al-Qaeda commanders to safety. Those forces are now being used to attack Iran. Here's ABC News today. Years after we told you about this, is White House blocking search for bin Laden? Question mark. Pentagon would use special forces to nab bin Laden in Pakistan, New York Times says. This is just ridiculous. Now, I've been told by inside sources in the CFR and CIA that he's been dead since early 2002, and then he's on ice, and they may pop him out at any time. We were told that 5 years ago, of course. The Pentagon has drafted a secret plan that would send U.S. special forces into wild tribal regions of Pakistan to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. Folks, it came out before 9/11 in British newspapers that there were British and U.S. troops guarding bin Laden in this very region of Pakistan. So, it's just incredible. But the public thinks Afghanistan is the Middle East. So, just like they think the dollar's still strong. And a lot of these people that death threat us and stuff, they really think they're defending the United States. They don't understand. I mean, here's Ron Paul. I've also got OPEC saying it, a bunch of others, saying tripling of fuel prices. Paul, Iran war will triple energy prices. Republican Congressman Ron Paul warns against military engagement in Iran, saying bombing will cause energy prices to skyrocket. In a speech on the House floor, I meant to play that last night, didn't have time, Congressman Paul suggested that the U.S. is inching towards an endless struggle similar to the Iraq war. In the last several weeks, and if not for months, we've heard a lot of talk about potential for Israel and the United States to bomb Iran. Energy prices are being bid up because of this fear. It has been predicted that if bombs start dropping, that will see energy prices double or triple, said the Republican. Yeah, and 70-plus percent is the dollar, and then that other 25% or so is the war hysteria. Just amazing. Truth Rising, order it now at InfoWars.com on DVD. You'll be the first to get it when it ships out this coming Saturday and Monday. You'll be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv Friday. And also, there'll be a new Prison Planet where you'll be able to comment on the stories and, you know, the new look and all that. And then we're going to change it up even in a few months again. But PrisonPlanet.com will be metamorphosizing. We'll be going through a metamorphosis in the next 24 hours, so stay tuned for that as well. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com for Ray McGovern or any of the calls or guests or news I covered. You'll want to go to InfoWars.com and the restreams right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.